So this is a tradition of oracles in Egypt making decisions, things like that. Now, the oracle at Siwa is the other kind of oracle. It is a person. It was a man, a priest. Now, this kind of oracle is something that the Greeks were familiar with. If you know your Plato, where he talks about Socrates, and Socrates is on trial for his life, and Socrates mentions, you know, I'm being persecuted because everybody thinks I'm so smart. I'm really not so smart. And he says, I know Caerphon went to the oracle at Delphi and asked it, who's the wisest in the world? And they said, Socrates. Right? So the Greeks went to oracles. And the oracle at Delphi was one that they were familiar with. Just recently, by the way, it's been discovered that the oracle at Delphi, who was a woman, was intoxicated when she made her pronouncements. Delphi was situated on a fault in the rock, and from that rock came sulfuric fumes. And when she went down, she was intoxicated, and then would make her visions and say this. So it's kind of interesting that these oracles were in an altered state. Perhaps we'd call it an altered state. Now, Alexander knows about oracles like Delphi, and he has heard that there is an oracle at Siwa, and he wants to see the oracle. So he undertakes the journey. And according to the tradition, Alexander gets lost with his men. Not unlike Cambyses. He's not taking a whole army. But he gets lost. And he is saved by crows. Black crows. He sees them overhead, and he follows them, and they take him to the oasis. Now, this isn't quite so shocking, surprising, unbelievable. Because you have, of course, mariners have always known when you see birds, you're near land. Crows are not going to hang out in the desert where there's no food or water. So perhaps he did follow the crows. But he arrives at Siwa. Now, Siwa is striking when you come out of the desert. I mean, I've been there a few times, and it's really wonderful. You're going through desert, driving, and there it is, lush and green. Thousands of date palms. It's just spectacular. There's bubbling streams. You know, after the desert, it must have seemed fabulous to Alexander. But he didn't come to eat the dates. He wanted to see the oracle. Now, the oracle resided in a temple on top of a hill. It's very impressive because the rock outcropping on which the temple sits comes out of the date palms. So you can see it from far. It's way above the height of the palms. Now, he approaches the temple, Alexander. We don't know where he met the oracle. We don't know exactly where he sees the oracle, even as he sees him. See, an Egyptian temple has a very clever kind of architecture. Egyptian temples are in a straight axis, and they're designed to give you kind of a psychological feeling that you're going into more and more sacred space as you go in. First, you have an open court, open to the sky. And this is where the noble people could come during a festival or something like that. But then you go to an enclosed room. The hypostyle hall has a roof. You go up a ramp, and now you have a roof. So you don't have open sky. So it's getting smaller. You're going up, and the roof is coming on. And then you go into the Holy of Holies in the back of the temple. You go up a ramp again, and the roof gets smaller. So you're going into more and more enclosed space, more and more sacred space. Now, in the Holy of Holies was the statue, and this is probably where the oracle stayed, and only the high priests were permitted inside the Holy of Holies. So I don't know if Alexander ever got to the Holy of Holies. I would bet not. Even Alexander, I think, they would keep him at bay. When Alexander comes, he undoubtedly brings a gift for the oracle. In Greek tradition, you brought a goat to Delphi, something like a goat or a sheep. And depending upon which way the goat bleated, like blah or blah, that would determine whether the oracle would give you an answer. So Alexander approaches the oracle, perhaps with his goat or whatever. He's reverential. He really is respectful of Egyptian tradition. And he asks one question. This is why Alexander has come across the desert, risked his life to ask the oracle one question. Who is my father? Now, he knows his father is Philip of Macedon, But Alexander wants to be crowned as Pharaoh. And every Pharaoh is the son of the sun. The Egyptian words are Sare. And before he can be crowned as Pharaoh, the oracle has to say, your father is the sun.